Good morning, it's 2 a.m. on Sunday the 23rd December and I'm here with Councillor Philippa Davey, who's the ward councillor for Stoke Ward, and we're in Plymouth City Centre and we're on Plymouth's first inaugural slut walk. Philippa, what's the slut walk all about?
It started in Canada where a police chief had accused, or basically said, that women who dressed like sluts had a responsibility for being raped. And it's something that's grown across the world. And basically, it's a walk against victim blaming. Instead of blaming the victim of rape, it's saying that rape is rape, and it's the responsibility of the rapist.
And there's been lots of people on This Is Plymouth and other websites locally that have been blaming the people who have been raped for being raped because of their dress or because of their alcohol or because they're walking alone at night. And that's something you're standing up against, is that right?
Absolutely. Just because you walk home at 3 o'clock in the morning is not an invitation to be raped. Just because you drink alcohol is not an invitation to be raped. Just because you wear clothes that are perceived as being sluttish, a horrible word, that is not an invitation to be raped.
Absolutely. So your message to the people of Plymouth, and especially those people who've been commenting on the message boards about people who have been raped and the accusations are made around there, what's your message to them?
That really, it's time to get educated. Our attitude towards rape in a lot of cases is wrong. One of the other things that was on This Is Plymouth is that people who are accused of rape falsely shouldn't be named, which is that's fine, but actually the amount of false rapes that are made are absolutely minuscule, but the amount of rapes that are not even reported are huge, and the amount of rapes that actually go to a successful prosecution are also minuscule. So education is the key to this, so that people are able to keep themselves safe, know what the risks are, and then if something does happen, something unfortunately does happen, then it's the rapist that takes the blame, because it is the rapist's responsibility.
And so it's literally raining, the people that have turned out today are getting soaked, and this is something that people walking home tonight in Plymouth after a night out are enduring. So in terms of the experience that they're having, what would your message be to those people that are walking home tonight?
Be safe. You do have to go in pairs if possible, which is a really sad indictment of how it is today, because there are people who will take advantage, but those are rapists, and that's the rapist's responsibility. Plan your journey home. If you are drinking alcohol, drink a safe amount and don't leave yourself vulnerable. The bottom line is, rape is rape, and it's the responsibility of the rapist and not the victim.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this this podcast and you've had an experience which you want to speak to someone about, where can they find support and information?
In Plymouth, the Sexual Assault Referral Centre, which can be found on the internet, sarcplymouth.co.uk. And there's also rape crisis lines that people can access and be referred back to Plymouth. There's different organisations that can be a positive help, like the Eddystone Trust. But I would recommend SARC as the first point of contact.
And the thing that you want to send from the slut walk tonight is the fact that people who walk home on their own, for whatever reason, who are attacked, are not on their own, and that it's not their fault, it's the rapist's fault for anyone making that assault.
Yeah, absolutely, and they should report it to the police, and they should get support, and they should go for a prosecution and not listen to people who say, well, you were drinking, it was your fault, you were on your own, it was your fault, you were wearing too little clothing, it was your fault, you were asking for it. No, they weren't.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Philippa, and good luck to everyone else who's on the Plymouth Slut Walk tonight. Thank you.